Hi, my name is Ravi Yadav, and today we will be demoing Azure Site Recovery and what Azure Site Recovery can do for you and your ever-growing disaster recovery business needs. What is Azure Site Recovery? Azure Site Recovery, or ASR, allows you to extend your data center disaster recovery needs without the concern of capacity planning and storage limitations. ASR will allow you to fail over physical servers and virtual machines to Azure with simply a few clicks and without impacting your business workloads. This is done through the process of replication, similar to what we've seen in the past with Hyper-V Replica. In this demo, I will be going over why we should use Azure Site Recovery, what is required to have a successful implementation of ASR, and lastly, how do we implement ASR for our environment, along with the real demo. ASR provides numerous reasons why we should go with this cloud-based site recovery. It eliminates having multiple DR sites and not needing to worry about local storage, along with the network implementations. ASR also allows different types of replication, from geo-redundant to locally redundant, and from zone and read access geo-redundant. And of course, this can be tuned based on the needs and requirements of our disaster recovery. Failing over single or multiple VMs also ensures that we don't need to worry about the stress that is on our network load or our SAN capacity. And migrating or failing over to Azure is simply a click away. And I'll quickly show that over the demo later. Also, Azure, we can use any operating system, Windows or Linux, works with any hypervisor, Hyper-V or ESXi, and also works with either cloud service, Azure and AWS Amazon. These are some of the reasons why Azure Site Recovery is useful. ASR can support your heterogeneous environments, and such as Hyper-V or VMware, it can also support any operating system. And this includes Windows Server to Linux. And lastly, it works with either cloud service, Amazon's AWS, and can replicate and backup within Azure itself. In this demo, there are a few components that are required to have a successful implementation of ASR. Now, on our on-premises site, we will have a Hyper-V host. It's going to need internet access, and we're going to need either a set of VMs, virtual machines, or at least a single standalone server that we would like to replicate over to Azure. And also, we are going to require the Azure Site Recovery Provider Agent that will need to be installed on our hypervisor host. And in Azure, we will require our Recovery Services Vault. Now, this is where the guts of our implementation will be stored. We'll require a storage account. And if we plan to do a failover, we will also require a virtual network. And lastly, we need an Azure subscription. So in the following demo, I will be working with a Hyper-V 2012 R2 host. There are several VMs on this host and with different operating system types, from Windows Server 2012 to 2016, Linux Ubuntu. Also, these VMs are hosting several applications such as IIS, SQL Server, System Center, and Domain Control Services, along with other various roles. So before we get started, here is my hypervisor on premises. And as we can see, we have a bunch of virtual machines running here. And just to indicate that we are also running on a Windows Server 2012 R2 data platform. All right, so once we are in the Azure Resources Manager portal, ARM, we can then go into our Recovery Services Vault. Now, for the sake of time, we have already created a few settings beforehand. As we can see here, we have already connected our Azure to our hypervisor host by using the Azure Site Recovery Provider Agent. And in here, we can see that we've already created the connection between the two. So we can see that our hypervisor host is connected. It's communicating nicely to Azure. And also, we're going to be needing to create a replication policy. Now, this replication policy is going to indicate what type of replication settings we want for our virtual machine. So we can see we are connected to Hyper-V, to Azure. We're going to copy every 15 minutes. And the recovery point retention will be 2 hours. And for the sake of this demo, we're going to leave the encrypted data on Azure off for now. So once we have these settings configured, also in addition to the storage account and a virtual network. Now again, the virtual network is only necessary if you plan to do a replication failover from your on-premises to Azure. Right. So once you have all these settings configured, we can begin and get started by clicking Getting Started on the Site Recovery. So since we've already taken care of step one by creating our target and replication policy and et cetera, we can actually move forward to step two, the replicate application. So from here, we will literally do the wizard from here. We can choose the Ruby on-prem source, which we configured earlier. We are going to choose our target here. So it's going to be Azure. We already specified the Azure storage account. And as mentioned, which is not required, but since we will be doing a replication failover later, I've already created my Azure virtual network. Right. So now we can see the virtual machines that we can replicate into Azure. So we'll choose just anyone here. Let's just go ahead and choose this guy here, the first one, our RAS server. Go ahead and hit OK. From here, you want to configure your properties, and this is so Azure can understand the type of OS disk that's going to be required. So we know this is a Windows machine. We'll select Windows and hit OK. And that's it. Since we've already created a replication policy, we, by default, it's going to choose that policy. But if we had multiple replication policies for different line of businesses or different disaster recovery needs, we could choose that here. Well, since we have one, it's auto defaulted to this one here. Go ahead and OK. And once we have successfully inputted all five of those properties, we can simply hit replication, enable replication. And once this kicks off, it will begin communicating back to our hypervisor on premises and begin the replication process. And let me quickly show you what is going on in the background. Now also, we can set up alerting for failed jobs, successful jobs, etc. And that's also under the monitoring reports. So if we take a look at the jobs, site recovery jobs, we can see that the current one is in process for our RAS server. And that's that. So now we have successfully created a replication between our Azure and our on-premises hypervisor. I would like to thank you for watching this video. Again, my name is Ravi Yadav, and this has been a demonstration for Azure Site Recovery. For more details on this, please feel free to follow or visit scomandothergeekystuff.com for the complete post and complete details for this implementation. Again, thank you for watching this video.